Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Kay James, the Director of the Office of Personnel and Management. Joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Nicole Gardner.
Kay, President Bush, when he announced his reform package, included the Freedom to Manage initiative. Can you talk to us about some of the human resource flexibilities that's provided for in this initiative?
That particular initiative evolved out of the President's concern that managers have the tools they need to manage. And as we looked around government, there had been some interesting pilot programs and projects that had been tested and found to be excellent. And the President thought that we needed to expand those flexibilities so that they would be available to all agencies. And so those flexibilities included things like recruitment bonuses, the ability of a manager, if they saw a key individual and they wanted to offer them a bonus to join federal service. That's something that's done in the private sector fairly often, and we wanted that flexibility for managers in government. Retention allowances, where there's a key individual who is central to the core mission of an agency, and we wanted to offer the agencies the opportunity to offer him or her a bonus in order to stay. Special rates to offer salaries of a slightly higher rate to some key positions within government as a tool for attracting and retaining and the best and brightest. We also wanted to make sure that we offered some of those things that we have to compete with the private sector for, and the government ought to have the ability to do that. Things like academic degree training and being able to get reimbursed for that kind of training if it is essential to your job and a part of you, helps you for your core mission. There's always a favorite with federal employees and employees anywhere, and it should not be failed to mention, which is frequent flyer miles. The people sometimes find it amusing that in federal government that employees were not able to retain those miles after having stood in those lines and sat with their knees up against their chest on cross-country flights and given it all, that they ought to be able to keep those frequent flyer miles. We were also able to do something for our senior executives. And there was a very sort of technical thing that prevented some of our senior managers from receiving their entire bonus package within a calendar year if they bumped up against a salary cap. So the President wanted to give the flexibility to remove that cap so that they could receive them. Those are some of the kinds of things that are wrapped up in that Freedom to Manage initiative. And incidentally, I am very hopeful that we will see this broad base of support across party lines. You know, one of the pleasantries about this job is that the Federal Civil Service has strong advocates in the House and the Senate on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats. And so I am confident that in the interest of the federal workforce, these flexibilities will be granted.
I guess I'm going to ask, what are the goals of the legislation? And what I'm curious is, how do you think these flexibilities will impact federal agencies?
Well, the goal, you know, that the President has articulated is that he is very hopeful that this will push the decision-making down to the line manager. They need to be the ones to have the flexibility to determine if, in the situation that they're dealing with, they want to offer a retention bonus. They want to offer a relocation bonus. You know, sometimes when we have these hard and fast, rigid rules that are at the top of an organization, and the manager on the line knows better than anyone when we need flexibility to sort of alter or depart from those rules. And so that was the purpose. The goal is to push decision-making down to those individuals who are on the line who will be in a position to attract and recruit and retain the best and the brightest. And I'm hopeful that by giving managers this greater flexibility, that they will be able to use that to address some of the shortages that we see happening and on the horizon in the federal workforce.
Kay, accountability is a big issue for managers, no matter whether you're in the private sector or the public sector. How is OPM working with the other agencies to build accountability into the HR processes to ensure that they're actually following through on some of the terrific things that you're talking about?
Well, every manager knows that if you want accountability, what you do is you measure it You set goals and then you measure whether or not those goals are attained. This president believes in that as well. So this president has set up for all of his five key management agenda items a scorecard. And so we have a matrix that we will be using with red, green, and yellow. Red being we're in trouble. Yellow is you're almost in trouble. And green is you're doing fairly well or okay. And so in the with the strategic management of human capital, we're actually going to measure how we're doing on those in that particular area. And the Office of Personnel Management has been working and will be releasing this week to some of our federal agencies some guidelines for what excellence looks like in this area. If you are doing this, 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 and this, then you will be quite a far way along the path of achieving a green score in that particular area. So that's how we know we're serious, because we're going to measure it.
Give us a hint. I know the red, greens, and yellows aren't out yet, but give us a hint. Tell me if my perception is correct. My sense is when you look at the items on the president's management agenda, human capital issues have been described as a crisis. Others, I don't think, quite have that word. Is it correct to say that human capital should begin further back, I think? I mean,
well, you know, the term crisis may not have been applied to all of those. And I'm not sure, incidentally, that it should have been applied even to human capital. I think we have a human capital opportunity here. And a right understanding of where the federal workforce is, I think, helps us to understand that. And I think we have some tremendous opportunities in the other areas as well. But does human capital cut across all of those other management agenda items? It certainly does, because you cannot begin to talk about financial accountability and competitive outsourcing and the other parts of the president's management agenda without understanding that if you don't have knowledge workers who are capable of overseeing or managing those programs, that none of them can be successful. So I think that the strategic management of human capital is a cross-cutting issue that will determine the success or outcome of every one of the other management agenda items. There are those who have said that we are standing on a burning platform and that if we don't do something, that this government is going to be have very serious conditions. Now, that I believe to be the case. But I think, interestingly enough, September 11th has sort of changed the environment in which we operate. As an example, one of the things that we saw as a huge detriment to attracting people to come into the federal workforce is the very low image that people had of their federal government and of the federal workforce. I think with the visibility that people have had in the last month or two of the federal workforce, the current data tells us that there is more trust in government and a heightened awareness of the kinds of work that we do. So that issue isn't quite as pressing as it used to be. The other thing that we have seen is that in certain job categories and with certain agencies, the applications have just doubled and in some cases tripled. So a larger problem that we are facing internally with OPM right now is building capacity in order to deal with the influx of people who want to come into federal service. The other element that we've seen since September 11th is the number of patriotic retirees who are a wealth of experience and knowledge and wisdom, who have served their country with distinction, who have said, in this time of war and in this time of crisis, if my country needs me, I will return to federal service. And we actually have a website set up where those individuals are coming in, and we're getting enormous hits on that. And the applicant pool of retirees who want to return to federal service has been, it's been really heartening. There are many, many patriots out there who are willing to serve their nation in this time of war. So right now, instead of the problem being quite how do we attract more people, the problem tends to be more how do we go out and target the right people, and how do we process the overwhelming numbers that we are now seeing of people who want to participate in federal service. And quite frankly, as the economy continues to turn, whenever there's a downturn in the economy, people see the opportunity to work for the federal government or state government, any government, as a little bit more security than going out and working for a startup company or a company that could be potentially having problems and doing layoffs. And so in a downturned economy, people seek more security. And, you know, quite frankly, as someone told me at a holiday reception, you know, quite, Kay, really, I want to work for the federal government, because if the federal government is ever in trouble, we're all in trouble anyway. So I think there's a certain amount of security that people see. And so for all of those reasons, I see us right now having a tremendous opportunity to identify and attract the best and brightest to serve their country in a time of war.
Well, it's time for a break. Rejoin us after the break as we continue our discussion with Kay James, Director of OPM. We'll ask her how she manages and coordinates the relationship OPM has with the other government agencies. This is the Business of Government Hour.